Hello, and welcome to the Yarnings Podcast. This is Christine, and I'll be your host. This is episode 24, New Day. This podcast is sponsored by Barmates, the makers of the wonderful Lolo Bar, and KDLB, my knitwear design company. So grab your works in progress and sit right back, and I'll tell you some stories.
Just what is a crafty biz?
I'm going to switch up the sections a little bit today, so we're going to start off with crafty biz. So I'd like to introduce the idea of participation in the Yarnix podcast. I've been thinking about this for a while, and now that we've gotten the chance to have the lovely Barmaids as our sponsor, I have some great prizes to give away. And it just really made me think about what I love when listening to podcasts. When I listen to a podcast that is recent, it makes me so happy that most of the podcasters that I listen to have Ravelry groups, and I can actually go and comment on their thread or read other people's comments and participate in that way. So for me, listening to podcasts that are current and recent has that extra bonus with it of being able to do some communication with the podcaster. So I am excited about the opportunity to give you guys some additional participation that we haven't really had a lot of in this podcast. And I think it's going to be really fun for all of us. So since I have a new pattern that is out, I'd like to make that our first contest of the year. We're going to do a knit-along. So let me tell you a little bit about the new pattern, and then I'll give you some details on how you can get a discount and be part of the discussion. The Urbanity Shawl is my newest publication. It came out in conjunction with the Rose City Portland Yarn Crawl this year, and it is being sold at the Urban Fiber Arts store in Portland, a couple blocks from Powell's. She has my other patterns in her store too. It is now also being sold on Ravelry, so I'll link to that in the show notes. The shawl itself, it was designed on the idea of the decay of an urban landscape. So you can either look at it being a section of drop stitches that look like skyscrapers reaching the clouds in a really cute, happy urban landscape, or you could think of it as little decaying buildings from a post-apocalyptic land. But either way, it's a really fun shawl. It's an arc-shaped shawl, and when it comes around, the part that comes around on the front has a stair-stepping feature. So it adds to the architectural style. And all of the buildings are made out of drop stitches with a nice bound-off edge between the tiers to give a little chain. And that adds a nice touch of finishing to each of the three tiers. So that's the basics about the shawl. Let's talk about the contest. This will be a knit along, and everyone who posts a picture of their final shawl in the thread will be entered into a random number generator, and one of you will win a prize. I will also be offering a discount to anyone who'd like to purchase the shawl during the month of March. It's March 18 right now, so you have a couple weeks. The discount code is going to be Urbanity 2012. That's URBANITY 2012. And that will get you 15% off the purchase of the pattern for the shawl. And that discount code will be active through the end of March, through the last day, the 31st of March. I have to do the 30 days, half September, April, June, and November in my head to make sure that I know which month ends with 31. Yes, I'm silly. So anyhow, so the discount will be active through the end of March, and then the knit along will be going on through the month of April. So all you have to do to be entered is post a picture of your finished shawl by the end of April in the thread on the Yarnings Podcast group. I'm really excited to share this knitting with you guys, since I've just finished my second shawl, so that I had one to display and one to wear during the yarn crawl. And I just loved wearing it. It's such a fun little shawl. So I hope that you guys will enjoy this. So let's see. Elsewhere in my crafty biz life, I continue to take classes to go along with improving my business. And this last month, there was a business blogging class that was taught by Tara Swiger, who's my business advisor, and Sister Diane, Diane Gilland of Crafty Pod. And they went through a lot of the reasons why you should or shouldn't blog for your business and things that could improve people to see more about you and then associate what would interest them. And it was a really interesting look at what I might want to do in the future. I am not implementing anything big changes right now, but it certainly is something that has been interesting to me. I love the idea of blogging. I've been blogging since 2000. It's just that much of my blogging these days looks more like mob blogging and tweets and Facebook statuses and recording my books and this kind of things that I used to do in a blog, but without so many words. And my podcast is also very similar to the themes that I would talk about on my blog. So it was a really interesting class, and I certainly will be thinking about some of those themes and how I can implement them into my business in the near future.
Let's go, let's go.
When I talked to you last, I was getting ready for Madrona. Madrona Fiber Arts is a festival that's held in Tacoma, Washington, and last year was my first year attending. This year I went up for a day and a night with some of my local friends. And we had a really nice drive up. We had a really laid back time. We did a little shopping. I got to spend time with both my local friends and friends that came in to Tacoma for the weekend. I got to do the podcaster meetup and see some of the people that listen to this podcast, and always meeting up with the podcasters is such a fun thing because they're such unique people and I love listening to them on a regular basis. So Madrona was really nice. I looked through all the booths, and I was on a very tight budget, so I did a lot of squishing of the yarns and thinking of ideas for the future. And the one thing that I did bring away from the event was a pair of Chiago needles. They're the red lace ones with a really nice cable. I had first seen these at Black Sheep last year. Gigi of the Knit More Girls podcast was working with a pair, and I really liked them. And so I'd been kind of keeping my eyes open to get my hands on a pair without paying shipping, and I just hadn't seen them in any of our local stores, but I hadn't looked super hard. Anyhow, I found some at one of the booths at Madrona, and I had worked on a pair. I'll talk more about the socks that I worked on the trip in the next segment, but I immediately recast on with these needles and was so much happier. So those needles, and then I got some yarn at a local Tacoma yarn store, which I'm not really too interested in talking about this store. It was not, I don't want to, it may have just been the day we were there that it was not great, but I don't want to say anything negative about the specific store because I didn't really spend a lot of time. The yarn is in my freezer right now, so we'll leave it at that. But all in all, Madrona was a good weekend. I'm really glad that we went up. I wish that I had had the money at the time to take some classes because last year my classes were really a highlight, along with the friends. And so I know that the classes are really high quality there, and I really would like to participate in that part of Madrona again in the near future. But this time it was just really laid back, and I got to spend time with friends, and that really is the key to a good weekend. And then 2 weekends after Madrona was the Rose City Yarn Crawl. This is the 3rd year that I've been on the Yarn Crawl, and this is the 1st year that the Portland yarn store owners have been part of the planning. The previous years have been an outside company that was not local that was promoting it. And this time was an amazing amount of promotion and just getting everybody excited. And you could really see what a difference this made. There were so many people talking about it, people discussing it on Ravelry and Twitter and Facebook. They did trivia contests every day leading up to it, to get to know more about the businesses, and then a contest where people could enter to win if they knew the trivia about the certain businesses. And I am just super duper impressed with their marketing and the way all these stores came together to be happy about having a yarn crawl and being part of it. So I have a whole page of notes about the yarn crawl. And so many of them were really significant to me. Like things that I bought, impressions I had about the stores, the items that I queued because of seeing them on the yarn crawl. But it's so much information that I'm afraid that will take up too much time of the podcast. So I may record that information as a separate bonus podcast, and then the people that don't think they'll ever come to Portland or really aren't interested in that depth of content can listen. They can choose to listen or not listen. It was really great, and I got some really exciting things. So I may briefly talk about my stash acquisitions in the yarning segment and then leave my longer impressions to either a blog post or a separate bonus post. We'll see how that works. And it's time for a word from our sponsor. Farm Maids is local to me, a family-owned business specializing in handcrafting natural skincare products. Today's example is Lolo Lips. Your lips do more than just frame your lovely smile. Lolo Lips by Farm Maids is creamy, smooth, and offers balanced moisture to that tender skin. An all-natural lip balm that has everything lips crave. No pouting, just try Lolo Lips. Find out more at bar-maids.com. Scent that I am wearing on my lips right now is Bling Cherry. I have a variety of them in different locations of the house, so my lips are always kissable.
What are you yarning today?
All right, so let's hear about some of the finished objects that I've recently completed. You already heard me talk about making a second Urbanity shawl. The second one was in a slightly lighter fingering weight yarn, Lilt Sock by Black Trillium. The original one was in Black Trillium's Trinity base. And this one turned out just a nice shine of the silk in a beautiful purpley color called Purse, Perse. And the Tusa silk in it really made the stitches drop nicely. So I completed that. I also just finished a second drip drop shawl, one of my other patterns. I did it in Knit Picks Chroma, and that is now available. The pattern is now available on Knit Picks as well as on my Ravelry. And the color of Chroma that I picked is one of their new colorways called Guppy. And it was just so happy. It's got oranges and blues and yellows and a little green. And it really looks like you'll want to sing under the sea every time you see it, which my husband said it got stuck in his head. So that was really fun to knit up a second drip drop. That it was a good chance for me to get some different colored photographs for it, and that was a fun one. And then I have done a humongo pile of baby knitting. Both of my sisters are pregnant right now. My littlest sister, her baby shower was last weekend. So I had a lot of deadline knitting to get done, and I really wanted to have a nice variety of items that were for home, for clothes, maybe a toy, which, yeah, and different sizes of clothes, because I know that a lot of new moms get the smallest size items in their gift baskets, but maybe not the bigger ones. So here's the list. I made a blanket, which I was calling my steaky stripy blanket because I did a helix technique and then steeked it. I think I'm going to write an entire blog post on that, so I'll leave that for the post and link to that in the show notes. Maybe for next podcast though. I did a baby surprise jacket, which is the Elizabeth Zimmerman pattern in Knit Picks Felici in the colorway Neapolitan. I've had that in my stash for a while, and it's the sport weight version, and it's not quite as tightly spun as I normally would like for my socks, but it came up perfect for a baby jacket. It's so soft and squishy, and I used some of the ideas in the baby surprise jacket wiki on Ravelry, with an I-cord bind off and an I-cord tie to tie it together. I'm really pleased with how that turned out. And then I also did a dress tunic, which will work as a dress while she's a baby, and then be a tunic when she's a little bit older. It's got I-cord ties on the top, so it will be able to be adjusted for how big she is at the time. And the base of the dress is feather and fan, and I did it in three colors of Simply Cotton from Knit Picks. This was a very heavy Knit Picks baby shower gift because I wanted stuff that was going to be washable, since my sister hasn't had as many hand knit gifts. I wanted to make sure that this stuff was going to be pretty but very easy to handle. So the dress tunic and the matching bonnet were out of the same Simply Cotton Sport in three different colors. And I threaded a ribbon through the bottom of the bonnet that really added that nice little touch. And then just to get one more thing that matched the blanket, I did a helix hat with the same colors from the blanket and a little knot on the top and a flower on the side. And about all that I had left of the Felici Sport from the black sheep, the BSJ, that black sheep, sorry, the baby surprise jacket, was a little teeny tiny bit. So I used a pattern from Anna Horacevic's Mokey Mokey book that was a little elephant, and a lot of my sister's decorations for the baby room are elephants in pink and brown colors. So this was perfect out of the leftover Neapolitan yarn. So that was the baby haul. I've got another baby shower coming up in a few months now for my other sister. So I better get going on that, huh? So you'll hear me talking about a little more. I also just last night finished the Thravenously Quick Socks. This is the quickie pattern from Joy of Socks. It's a Socks That Rock heavyweight in the color Thraven. It's a really black and blue, really dark colorway, and as many of the very, very saturated colors of Blue Moon Fiber Arts yarn, I did get marks on my hand while I was knitting with it. Kind of the nature of the beast. I haven't washed them yet to see if there's much dye runoff. Kind of betting that there won't be, but either way, I don't think it's going to be a problem. These were done mainly to be house socks, because it's the heavyweight yarn. I just really wanted, I needed something that I could wear around the house, keep my feet warm. We've tried to keep the heat on a lower setting this year, and that has made for wearing lots of layers. So these will be perfect for what I need them for. And I still had some left of the skein, and I've got another skein of it. I'd originally purchased it thinking I would make a cape or a shawl of some sort. So now I still have a skein and a little bit more to work with of that colorway. So at some point I will get back to that. I just kind of slowly go through my Socks That Rock stash as I have time. I went a little crazy on it when I first started knitting with it and got an awful lot. So those are all of my finished objects for the week. I can't believe I have that many, but there you go. I have been knitting like mad. My work's in progress. I have a pair of Amelie or Amelie, I don't know how you say it, socks, Amelie, by Alana Dacos. I'm using Black Trillium's Lilt sock, and the colorway is Cherry Blossom Rain. And it's a very nice silvered blue with pinks and purples in it, and it's very, very nice. This pattern uses dropped stitches in a ribbed pattern, and so it's really showing off the yarn. This is my first pair of socks with any silk content in it, and so I've been trying my hardest to make them fit as well as possible so that they don't stretch out or anything like that. They'll probably be ones that I'll try not to wear when I'm going to be walking an awful lot, just because they are a little bit nicer. I cast on for these on our way, well, the night before we left for Madrona, and then worked on them on the way up and had most of the toe done by the time we were eating lunch in the hotel. And the fabric was just too loose. I had used my larger size one needles, the 2.5 millimeter, and it just wasn't producing a sturdy enough fabric. So, since one of my goals for Madrona was to find the Chiaogu red lace needles, once I found those, they're the smaller size one, they're the 2.25 millimeters, and they worked up much better. These needles are a little more grabby than Knit Picks Nickel Plate, so I think I'm making it a little tighter than I would if I were using the 2.25 Knit Pick needles even. So I'm quite pleased with how this is working up. They really are going to be a nice pair of socks. I have just turned the heel. I used the Top Down Toe Up TDTU heel construction from Erin of the Anatomy of Knitting. And then I did a rib as soon as I had turned the heel, and then up into the new pattern. And I'm doing them two at a time, two circs like I normally do. So I'm mid-leg, I think, at this point. So they're coming along nicely. Let's see. So I also have the baby wrap that I'm working on for my littlest sister. Something for privacy for nursing, and I kind of put it down because I knew that that wasn't something that I necessarily had to have to give at the baby shower. And it's in linen stitch, and it's going so slowly, and I just want it to be done. So I really need to power through it, finish it up, and get it to her so that she has it. But more interesting than that is a hat. The first hat I am making for myself. I've always worried that I wasn't really a hat person. In high school, I had a black felt hat that I wore periodically, and the boys liked to tease me and pull it off, and my hair would be all sad. And I think that that has influenced my not wanting to wear a hat as an adult. It's silly, but then I just never knew quite what style I should look for. So at one of the destinations on our yarn crawl, they had sold a Teague's Almond Comfit hat on a model, on a head in the display section, and they said, "Oh yeah, sure, go ahead and try it on." So I tried it on, put it on my head like the where a tiara would hit on my head and to the back rather than across the front of my head, and it looked really cute. I was quite impressed, and so I picked it up in the yarn that they suggested for it. It's Fiber Spates Scrumptious Erin in the beautiful purple colorway. And I cast on for that last night. And I'm so excited about it. It's going to be awesome. And I would like to have it done so that I can wear it while it's still cool here at the end of March and April. So I'm going to jam on that and have that done real quick. It's going to be a really fast knit, but it's going to be so much fun to get to wear. Binning. I started on a braid of Huckleberry Knits BFL that I got at Black Sheep in the colorway Orchid Thief. It goes gray to green, gray to blue, gray to plum, and so it's beautiful. It's totally my colors. And this BFL just wanted to be spun really fine. So, I'm doing that. I'm doing it as skinny as I can, as few fibers as I can get on my drop spindle. Probably if I were using a smaller drop spindle than what I have, I could get it a little bit finer, but I have a Turkish Delight. Turkish Delight? I think that's what size it is. It's 1.16 ounce spindle. And I'm about halfway done with the second ounce. I've separated it up into the 4 ounces, and I'm about halfway done with the second ounce of that. So that's been really fun. I've just been doing that while I've been watching TV. Once the baby knitting was done, I got back to it a little bit more. It's really a fun spinning project. I don't know what it's going to grow up to be, but I'm really pleased with how it looks. And it may even be a 4-ply because it's so skinny. It'll need to be a 4-ply to be knit into anything. And I haven't done a 4-ply yet. I've done 2-ply, Navajo ply, 3-ply, but not 4-ply yet. So, new experiences all around. So, besides that, I've been designing a little bit more. I'm working on what my pink and orange hand spun is going to turn into. And the next pattern that I have in process is getting close to being ready. I'm also participating in some knit along, spin along, etc. Subway Knits is having a queue along, and so far I have the Neapolitan Baby Surprise jacket in there, but I hope to have at least one or two more things to enter because I do have a pretty nice selection of things on my old queue that I've been wanting to knit up and I have the yarn for. So I might get some more of that done between when my next order of baby yarn comes. I also purchased the Ebb Tide shawl. This is one that the Knit Knit Cafe is doing a knit along with, and it is just beautiful. I'm not sure which yarn I'm going to do, but I have a certain skein of Madeline Tosh that I'm thinking about seeing if that will work for it because it is gorgeous. It's got this little seashell lace around the bottoms of it, and it just looks like such a fun knit. So I'd like to participate in that knit along. So I think that's all the yarnings. I guess I haven't talked about my stash though. Some of the things that I got, I'll just do a quick list. On the Yarn Crawl, I got Alexandra's Craft, their MSCN base in the colorway Emerald Forest. That's to do a pair of socks. The Fiber Spates purple for the shoulder hat. Lorna's Laces Soulmate, because I've been hearing people talk about this. It's got something called Outlast in it that supposedly wicks away the sweat. So I think it'll be great for a pair of socks. It's in the colorway Zombie Barbecue, which I think was a color that was entered into the Dye for Glory contest for the Socks First Sock Summit, Sock Summit in 2009. So that's awfully fun. I got a bag of mystery yarn from Winona Studios. I'm not sure what the fiber on it is. It's got to be some cotton. It's a really nice deep red, and it was too good of a deal to pass up. I got a skein of Madeline Tosh Merino Light. It's the light fingering weight in the color Foxglove because, oh my goodness, that is so my color. And then I got Twisted has a new line of yarn that they've commissioned from Melanie of Black Trillium, who you know I love. The line is called 45 Degrees North because that's about where Portland is. And I got three colorways: Raspberry, Astoria Blue, and Overcast, and they are going to go together in something beautiful. I'm quite excited about that. And then I also won a few things along the way, so I'll talk about that the next episode. And one more sponsor for today's episode is Katie Elvey. Katie Elvey is a knitwear design company. I am the designer, Christine Beeson, and you can find me at katieelvey.com or on Ravelry by searching for username Christine. I'm designing a story in every stitch and designing knits to keep you engaged.
What's been cooking in Christine's kitchen?
I'm always looking for new creative things I can make in the kitchen. And on the Portland Yarn Crawl, I had some banana nut bread French toast, where they actually cut up pieces of banana nut bread and fried it like French toast. It was so good. And it reminded me that I had a loaf of pumpkin bread in the freezer from the holidays. And wouldn't that be a perfect idea? So I tried it out and it was really super good. Probably not the best thing for a diet, but it was delicious. I also experimented with my first ever quiche. I used a pre-made pie crust, and we had a lot of broccoli left from buying it at Costco. They give you these ginormous bags, but it's such a good deal. So I tried broccoli quiche, and it was pretty good. It was a really nice experiment, and I'm gonna try it again. We've still got a bunch of eggs, and I'm gonna try a spinach quiche this time. And I think that will be a little more to my liking. The broccoli was a little old, so it wasn't quite as fresh tasting as it could have been. So I'm gonna keep trying with that because Eric sure liked it. I also experimented with some wontons. We had some egg roll wrappers that we'd gotten when we bought. They were free when I bought tofu or something. Very, very good deal like that. And so we tried out some baked wonton lasagna rolls, and I just used them like I would noodles. And that was interesting. What was better from that day of experiment was apple cinnamon wontons for dessert, which I actually fried up in a little bit of oil, and those were good. And finally, the cookies that I talked about on last episode, the sprinkle shortbread bites. I did a version of them to be lemon drop shortbread for my sister's baby shower. She was having some drink themed things for her guests, and so I thought that the crinkliness, the crunchiness of the sugar inside of these cookies would kind of mimic the sugar around the outside of a lemon drop shot. And so I put lemon zest in them and yellow sparkly sugar, and then we ended up putting a glaze on them to make them just a little more lemony. They turned out really good. Everybody was really excited about that. So that was a good experiment. So the moral of the story there is don't be afraid to vary the flavors and ideas behind a simple recipe, because sometimes you can come up with something even better. It's just a little twist different, but delicious.
Here I go, geeking out again.
Something very cool and geeky that I saw this week was a Lego wool spinner. Somebody had taken the the motorized Legos, Mindstorms, I think, and made a spinning wheel that actually was tensioned. So when you were spinning or ready for the yarn to wind up on it, it actually knew, and it could ply. It had little adjustable Lego pieces for where the yarn went through. It was so ingenious. And then, of course, she had her bobbins could come off and snapped into a little thing to be a nitty noddy and ply right straight from there. And even a Lego Swift. So cool. I will post a link to that YouTube video in the show notes because that was geeky and awesome. I've been doing some learning of new programs. This time it's InDesign, which is Adobe's page layout software. And I've been using that, trying to learn how to use that to do better layouts for my patterns that are a little easier to work with. Some of the layout tools that I'd been using in the past just weren't quite cutting it for the designs that I wanted to do. So that's been geeky fun. And something that inspired the title of today's episode, New Day, is rewatching Dr. Horrible. Dr. Horrible was a web series conceived by Joss Whedon and his brothers and sister-in-law, and starred Neil Patrick Harris, Nathan Fillion, and Felicia Day. You guys have all heard me talk about how much I love these people. But if you have not had a chance yet to watch Dr. Horrible, you really should. We got to rewatch it because it had fallen down off the shelf not too long ago, and so it had just been sitting there staring at us. And so we rewatched it, including all the specials. And it's just so good. And I love the songs. And I sing them throughout the day in my head all the time. They are certainly catching your head songs. Like the one that starts out about laundry day. And that one always plays in my head when I'm doing laundry. So if you haven't watched it yet, check out Dr. Horrible's Sing Along blog. And there's a book sitting next to my bed that's the companion book, and I'll link to that in the show notes too. It looks like it has a bunch of great extra information in it, and that was at the library this last time for me. I've been inspired to listen and watch two video podcasts this week, the last few weeks. Erin from Anatomy of Knitting recently changed over her format from audio to video, and it's just great. It's really cool how she's been able to show the things that she's doing. And so that encouraged me to look a little further to some of the video podcasts that I've downloaded but never quite caught up on. So I've been watching The Knit Girls with Laura and Leslie, and Around the Twist with Karen. I met Karen at Sock Summit. She was at our podcaster meetup, and she was really nice. And so she does a very short format of updates, and so they're really nice, bite-sized, watch a couple of them at a time kind of episodes. So I've been watching some of those, and then The Knit Girls is a little longer, but very information-filled. They've got tons of great tips throughout. So, those are the video podcasts that I've started on, and I look forward to finding some more. I've got my TV hooked up to my computer so I can play them on the TV in the little bit bigger format while I'm doing other things, and I don't necessarily sit and just watch them. I haven't quite gotten into the mode of how I want to do these. But it's kind of a nice replacement for some of the Food Network shows or HGTV shows that I was watching in the past. I feel like I'm learning more about something that's important to me this way. So, if you've been somebody that says video podcasts aren't for them, you might take a watch. Just see if they're any different than they were when you tried before, and you might find something that resonates with you. And you might find something that works well just to listen to, even if you don't have the time to sit in front of your computer or your iPod or whatever that has a video screen on it. Yeah, you just might find that it gives you just one more interesting part to your day. I also listened to a really great book recently. It's called The Nerdist Way with Chris Hardwick, by Chris Hardwick, and my husband read it out loud for us to enjoy, and I've got a review of it on my blog, so I'll post a link to that in the show notes.
Have you giggled today?
A quick little girly blip. I had a manicure with my sisters and my mom right before my sister's baby shower last weekend, and it was a fun thing to get to do with them. And I picked out the color of nail polish for them to do, and it was one that I had my eye on already. It's called Root. The colorway color, I guess it's probably not colorway. The color name is Ruby Pumps, and it's a China glaze nail polish, and it looks like Dorothy's red shoes in The Wizard of Oz. It is awesome. My nails are sparkly and cool, and I think I'm gonna have to do something to take pictures of my nails with my knitting or something to celebrate because they are awesome. And I went ahead and bought the color while I was there because it was cheaper than it normally is at the store. And I knew that we had not sat at the manicure stations long enough to really have my nails be dry. And so I figured I might as well get the polish, knowing it will match, and then I can touch it up. And of course, first thing, getting back into the door of my sister's house, I nicked into it. So this way, I really got to enjoy the manicure. I didn't have to take it all off right away because it was all nicked. I was able to just put another coat on, a couple coats on, and it will last for quite a bit longer. And yay, shiny nails.
Next time on the Yarnings Podcast.
Okay, so just a reminder, we are working on the Urbanity Knit Along. So get your copy before the end of March and get 15% off with the coupon code Urbanity2012. Then, as you're knitting along, post in the thread on the Yarnings podcast board and post a finished picture and say it's your finished picture, and those will all be entered into a random number generator for a drawing for a prize. And next time, I will also talk a little more about some construction notes on things that were interesting as I was designing, or things that might be interesting to you as you're knitting about the shawl itself. I'm really excited about the participation aspect of these new contests, and I really appreciate the sponsors for helping us out to make that be even more exciting than it would be. So, I'm looking forward to the next episode. As always, you can find the show notes and everything about the podcast on the site, yarningspodcast.com. There's a link in the sidebar there where you can subscribe to the podcast in your iTunes or use the RSS link to subscribe in whatever other reader you use to listen to podcasts. There's a link to the Ravelry group where we will be discussing the Urbanity Shawl. To follow me around during the day, I'm KDLB on Twitter. And you can find me as Christine with a K on Ravelry. Thanks for joining me today. Have a great week. And that's the story.